It's come down to this. 100 laps, 5 to go at the line. 5 cars, nose to tail, heading down into turn number 1. It's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
It's definitely crunch time. Somebody's going to have to make a move. 3 laps to go as they cross the start-finish line. Going down into turn number 1, they start to fan out. Coming off of 2, they're side-by-side down the back straightaway.
Inside Florida Racing.
That's it. Coming off of turn 4, white flag in the air. Checkers and wreckers, anybody's race as they go down to turn number 1. They fan out 2x2, 3 wide coming off of turn number 2. They get sideways down the back straightaway. Someone breaks loose to the top, trying to make the run up on the high side. Going to do it the hard way around. Coming around 4, there's still 2x2. 3 cars drop back. It's 1 car coming out sideways. Who's on the inside? Coming to the line. It's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
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 Good Monday evening to you. It is Inside Florida Racing. How you doing? I'm racing Jason Beckner. I am running a little bit behind tonight, I have to confess. I called another radio station to make sure this one wasn't rained out, and they told me it was. So, you know, I had to beat feet and get a move on. But sitting to my left, the very beautiful Miss Carol Wicks. And to my right, the very... his boneheadedness.
The very beautiful Elting. Rob.
Yes, Jason was a little bit late today and got scolded for it.
Yeah, I did.
He got scolded.
I got scolded. I got reprimanded. No more shrimp after the show for me.
I bought a double dose tonight.
Wow. I saw that. Yeah, I almost left out of the house and forgot the potato salad that my wife was up late last night making. She's like, "Did you forget something?" I'm like, "No, I got to go. I'm running late."
Would have been your doom.
Oh, man. She goes, "Your potato salad?"
Well, but I didn't get a chance to make it to any races this weekend. What kind of feedback did we get off our Don Nerone show?
I don't know.
Anybody hear any feedback about the Don Nerone show?
Tons of feedback.
Well, and it was actually good.
Well, I think it should have
been. It was really good. I sat back and listened to the show a second time and laughed my ass off.
Yeah. Actually, Don was a pretty cool cat.
I think I still see it.
Yeah, Don was pretty cool. I think it was a good deal.
I've got I got enough rear end there for everybody to chew on.
Well, I didn't like the part about him telling me he was going to get Jimmy Cope to tear my body off the car so I can get a new one.
Oh, geez.
That's a bad way. Jimmy wouldn't do that.
I don't know.
Nah, he wouldn't.
We'll ask him.
He wouldn't do that. Jimmy likes Bonehead, he'll tell you.
Oh, we all love you, Bonehead.
So, you know, the races this weekend, I didn't get a chance to go.
Like mostly said, everybody got rained out this week, except...
I heard it. I heard the horsepower going around in circles from
my
house.
Let me tell you something. There were big black clouds every single where. The Doppler was all green
and not
a drop on that racetrack.
Unbelievable. Did you even go to work?
Yeah, I went to work. I was late there, too. I told folks to meet me at 3 o'clock. In the tower, and I didn't get there till 3:15.
David Steele was there. I'm really upset that I didn't go because
David Steele wasn't only there; he won.
You know, I always talk about that I think he's the greatest of all, you know, local guys from around here, and even not local, you know, greatest that I've seen even on TV in our day of racing, you know, in those cars. But for him to show up there and win, when he shows up, he wins. That's his deal.
That's 2 in a row for him.
Yeah, I'm the deal, David Steele. When I show
he is the wheel. I tell you what, you know, we've had everybody, almost everybody from the TBARA on. We need to get more of them on. But
I got a lot more to get from them. Those guys are awesome.
Those guys and girls are top notch, good people. They always put on a good show. And you know, if you're a speed freak like I am, you know,
you can't get enough of
the raw horsepower, just the sheer. Just, I mean, you know, 12-second laps is over 110 miles an hour on a 3/8-mile track. I mean, that is flying.
I'm going to say for Bobby is the track's getting faster.
It is.
The track is getting faster. The outside's working better.
A lot more rubber getting laid down out there in that second groove, and I think that's in part with the super lates, the late models coming back, the sprint cars. I mean, we had the USA sprints, which... You know, they come in there. I mean, it's a good deal. But for the folks that didn't make it down to Charlotte County, I tell you what, You missed one heck of a show. If you ever have a question about the weather, call down there and ask to speak to me on a race night, and I'll tell you what it's doing. I've been going there for 20 years, and we consider ourselves pretty lucky at that track. But this weekend, there was a lot of luck at that track.
Amazing.
We didn't get rained out. And
we didn't lose Wendy Mathis.
And Wendy Mathis, bless
her
heart.
She was going so fast, she went up over the fence and tried to go out through the cow pasture.
My heart is still in my feet because of that, because I watched it happen. I mean, because it was on the green flag restart after they had a little melee over in turn number two.
Let's save some of this because I'm trying to get Wendy to sneak on the show tonight.
We'll, all right.
Let's
all
not
right.
take the wind
scary.
Out of her sails.
It was really, really
terrifying.
Scary.
We got a pretty good show tonight. Our first guest is going to be Jimmy Cope. Yes. Chris Fontaine. Yes.
I like that name.
Casey Smith. Tyler Lang. This Tyler is the cutest kid. We are going to have a blast with him.
What's Tyler running?
Tyler was, I don't remember what he's running now. He used to run TQ Midgets. He's young. He's about 14. But he's got the greatest personality. Also, that Casey Smith. He's crazy, too. We're going to have Rex Guy, who's one of the new owners of Auburndale Speedway.
Auburndale.
There was another track that ran.
Who?
Which one? Everybody else in the state had rain.
Nope.
Who?
Absolutely not.
Columbia.
Perhaps somebody should call in and tell us.
Ah.
That would be nice. Is there somebody on the line? Is this a trick?
No.
Oh.
No, but there were other people that.
Oh, okay. I didn't see anybody write anything on the front.
He's not even going to tell.
Absolutely not.
Hey, look, he clicked off of it real quick. I think it was Columbia.
That's what I think.
I didn't pay much attention this weekend. I really didn't. I've been in a daze since like last Thursday.
There was actually two other tracks that ran this weekend besides Charlotte.
Is it a secret or are you going to tell us?
No, I'm not going to tell you. Somebody's got to call in and tell us.
Okay, somebody better call in and tell us what you did this weekend.
There was two other tracks that ran and two other asphalt tracks that ran. And
who won the Outlaw Street Stocks?
Oh, Shane Leonard, but he got disqualified for weight. So the big winner was Ricky Bullard Jr.
Really?
Ricky Bullard, yeah, doing a good job driving the 10 car.
Sweet.
Driving the 10 car. It was a lot of fun. We have
They have a bunch of cars?
15
maybe?
23, I think.
That's great.
Yeah. That class is getting bigger. Those guys.
That's a good deal. Street stocks run for $1,000 to win. Come on.
You can't beat it.
Bring it.
Can't beat it. All you got to do is conform to their rules, and they're happy campers. They've been letting a few things slide lately. We've got cars coming in from Auburndale. We have a couple cars coming in from Ocala. And I think we even had a Citrus County car there Saturday night. So it was a lot of fun.
Working now, those long wheelbase cars, getting them back out on the track. You know, there's a lot of those cars when Sunshine closed up that didn't have anywhere to go if they couldn't go to DeSoto. And I think a lot of them parked them, but nice to see them back. Automatic transmission, though, I don't know about that, but
yeah,
you know, that's
still
their deal.
Still. Hey, Carol, I saw some of your pictures up on the internet. What was the deal about your grandson's shoes?
They had flames on them.
Hey, he had flames on his shirt, too.
He had, yes, and I'm telling you, I had to watch out that Wild Child didn't try to steal him away from me.
You go take him up in the flag stand with him?
Wild Child, he's a whole nother show.
Oh, that's an awesome
guy. He's crazy. That's a crazy job.
Well, he does it well. I'll tell you what. He takes all those cars and he lines them up.
Does he really know what's going on about midway through when they're on one of those long greens? Does he even know what's going on?
If he does, then he sure is faking it.
I tell you what. Yes,
I know he
does.
I've known him for years.
That whole group with the Wild Child, TBARA, everybody.
We put on a good show.
I tell you what. If you're putting together a touring series, you need to look at them really, really close. You need to look at them close. Look what they do. See what they bring to the plate because they bring it all.
And even as individuals, you will never find a nicer bunch of people. They're awesome. Every single one of them that I've met have been so nice.
That's kind of funny, too. I mean, you can walk through, you know, the pits at any racetrack, you know, and then you got your people that are friendly and other guys that they're too busy with everything. But it doesn't matter who you walk up to into the pits with
the
TBARA.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt you, but there's somebody really, really cool on the line.
Mr. Excitement.
Is Jimmy, that you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, good evening. Yeah. Did you call me a goat head?
A goat head. He said goat head.
Goat head.
Jimmy, where's your humor?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I thought you called me a goat head.
No. I do better than that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh. So, how's it going? What have you been doing lately?
Paying attention to business.
And that would be?
Yeah, building cars, building motors, taking care of business, trying to make money.
Yeah, that's that we talked to Mr. Nerone there a week or so ago about you guys building motors and stuff and having a big old time. And we have somebody here in this studio. I don't know if you know him, Rob Elting Bonehead. He said he's raced with you before. I'm sure he has. He says he's raced with everybody. But he had a question about the motors you guys are building.
Just about the whole motors. Did you hear the show with Don last week at all?
No, I didn't, Rob. I didn't even listen to it.
Yeah, you know, it was just bringing up the deal with the progressive motors as a spec motor, and he brought you up as a motor builder, and that you've built your motors for years, and I popped off with Jimmy hasn't always built his own motors. He's run other people's motors, and so you didn't hear it, but I'm telling you that I said it, and it's a fact. You've run other people's motors in your cars. You haven't always run your own motors, and you're building a spec motor now, but the truth is the majority of the people that are buying these spec motors today are buying them from Steve at Progressive, and I feel like that he's just lining up a deal that is fattening up, you know, their pockets, and having one body style that runs in their car class, you know, is not putting out what's in the motor, so a guy like me that has, you know, his uncle that builds a motor for him can put the motor together and it be cost effective. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I can understand both sides of the fence. I do build a lot of motors. I build, you know, I've only got a couple of super late model spec motors out there right now. But, you know, Steve started the deal with Don. There was three of us got involved, Dave Grooms in Orlando and myself and Steve. And it's been a good program, especially for the limited type cars, because the two-barrel Vortec motors, and their price was out of control. The super late model motors, they're up there if you buy a steelhead motor or a 9-to-1 motor. So the spec motor definitely does do the job. But, you know, what you're saying about other people bolting their motors together, that's fully understandable. But from our standpoint, when we try and police something, you have to do it this way. And, you know, it isn't always, you know, a fair playing table, but that's the way it works out. And it's really a good program. You know, we've had good luck with them, real great success with them. And I hope it only gets bigger in the future.
Yeah, I agree. After hearing Don explain it last week a little bit, I understand the policing, and if there is somebody that is really policing those. Now, he says that he's torn some apart before, and I have just never seen any come apart myself, but I haven't been back in the game that long. So it's not that important deal to me because I'm racing at Charlotte, and everybody agrees you don't need the motor there. I was more off on my setup than anything else, I think, last time I raced there, and that's what's getting me from being out for 5 years. You can imagine the setup so much different than what we ran, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah, things definitely changed in 5 years. I mean, I haven't raced a whole lot in the last year and a half, only because I haven't had time. You know, my business is still growing, and, it, you know, fortunately I'm very busy. So it takes away from my racing. It takes me a month or so to get back in the game whenever I do go back racing. So it isn't like you're the only one like that.
Yeah, it sounds like to me you need to take a vacation from the business to go racing.
That'd be a great thing. But, you know, I pay attention to business first. I built the business, you know, with my employees to what it is, and I put the customer car always comes first, mine comes last, and it'll have to stay that way.
I mean, that's you guys have gotten to the motor thing real big, full swing. How long have you had the business open with the motors and everything?
I've been building motors all my life, but in the past probably 5 to 7 years, I got a full-fledged machine shop with a dyno. We do everything in-house. We don't go out for anything now. Any type of machine work in automotive industry, boat motors, we don't really care what it is. I mean, we'll work on it. But the spec motor program, I got into it, and it's one of the best things I ever done. I'm really glad that I did. And like I said, I only hope to see it get bigger.
So, I mean, you're doing the spec motor thing now, but anything off the wall that you're doing motor-wise out there, maybe for like a race team kind of behind-the-scenes deal that's kind of special to you right now?
No, I got the one super late model spec motor. I got some stuff in the modified. So we have a car's engines that come from my business are probably 50 to 60% of the field of any modified race there is. And, yeah, I'm real proud of that fact. We're winning a lot of races. So the spec motor thing, I've got a lot of limiteds. The one I'm, you know, real proud of in the super, Brad Bischoff, up and young, coming youngster. he does a great job. He's got my motor, and he's actually got my old car, so it's kind of special to me to watch him go.
Speaking of special and pride, what about Travis? I know you're beaming over that.
Yeah, he's my little buddy. That's my brother, my nephew. It's Mike's boy, but I got the motor in his limited car, and he's won a lot of races with it, and they went off ASA racing now, so he's done quite well so far with that, so I can only wish him the best.
Yep, we do too.
Jimmy, this is Rob again. We talked to Dick Anderson the other day, you know, and it's something that I see with you guys, you know, because when I race with you guys, I still look up to you guys, but I always did then, you know, I was always full of questions and everything. And so Dick, he's working with a guy, with another racer, and you're working with some other racers. I talked to you about it at the track the other day. Maybe talk to us a little bit about that, about how you've taken your racing knowledge and how you're applying it in, like, I don't want to say a crew chief, but almost like a, that's what it is.
Mentor?
Know? Yeah, crew chief, mentor.
It's something that I started looking at this again a few years back when I had to curtail my racing because of the business aspect of it. And yeah, people call you all, you know, they always, the customers and other people, you know, can you come and give us a hand? And they're willing to pay. And, you know, to me, it isn't always about the money. It's a love for me. I've done it all my life. And, you know, now it's a chance that the younger guys that are coming up, I can give back to what the people that, you know, I was the young guy at one time, you know, people gave me. And I never forgot that. So I still enjoy doing it. I get to go to the races then, you know, then if I need an excuse to go, I just go. But when you get to go help somebody and they can do better, then you move on to another one and on to another one. And, you know, it just makes it where it's satisfying to still do it.
If I asked you to help me with something, would you help me?
I'll do my best.
Okay. Next time we have a super late model race at Charlotte County, please come.
Oh, man, yeah, Jimmy, I meant to ask you about
Mr.
that.
Mr. Excitement, what? You got everybody all excited and you didn't show up.
What happened? You were going to get paid and everything. What happened?
I had a little, an issue came up that, you know, it was beyond my control.
I'm just kidding you, Jimmy. I know you would have been there if you could have.
You know, if the next one comes up and I can make it, I will, because I like the little racetrack. I've had a lot of fun there, and it'd be neat to go back and race there again.
Yeah, it's been a long time since you've been down there. I mean, I'm thinking, what, almost 8 years? Maybe 10?
Yeah, not that
it's
long.
It's probably been 8 to 10 years since I ran there.
Wow.
Still the same little racetrack. It's a lot of fun to get around. So,
oh, it's a lot better than it was when you were there.
Oh, yeah. It's got two grooves opening up in it. There's no more inside wall, so it's not the – so you don't hit two walls like you used to.
You just hit the outside harder.
You only hit one.
You just hit the outside harder.
Jimmy, I do notice that you seem to be happier at the racetrack these days, even though you're not racing. You seem to be in a pretty good mood when you're there. Things going okay?
It depends on the day.
I know when I was a kid and watched him race at DeSoto, he was wound up.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about that last week, you know, Don Nerone, I asked him who his favorite race car driver was, and he said it was you. And then I said, well, Dave Pletcher was mine. And I brought up those days at Sunshine when you guys would race to the last lap and crash on the last lap across the finish line. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
You guys were a show.
You just don't care.
No, you guys were a show in those days. And, you know, now let's talk about that, Jimmy. Racing was different then in those days that I'm talking about right there. Okay, the days when you guys were coming across the line, when if you asked in the grandstands, who's the Jimmy Cope fans, half of them would raise their hands. Who's the Dave Pletcher fans, half of them would raise their hands. We're talking like 1990. Okay, take me back there. Tell the folks just, what's different.
You know, it isn't the same type of racing in today's racing. You know, it's long, you know, long runs. Those where you had 30, 35 lap races that you had to get it done in 30 or 35 laps, and you raced hard for 30 laps. They had a point base where you started in the rear in the feature, they called it, and you raced. You know, and it wasn't the fiberglass bodies. We had aluminum bodies, wedge-type cars, and I think they're a better show for the fan. They still run them up in the Michigan area. They had a race this weekend there, 40 cars, 30,000 to win.
Wow.
You know, I'm not going to tell you I don't like the ABC body, but I would like the wedge-type body to come back, and I think it would be a better show for the people.
Yeah, that's what Don didn't like when I asked him. Because, you know, we were getting into talking about one thing that we did talk about, and I think you'll agree with this,
that
Bobby Deal brought up allowing, you know, different body styles and weights of cars to make changes or different motors, whatever, allowing other people to run together. I think that was a great deal. And asking Don Nerone, you know, I told him, I said, you know, unfortunately, I have one of those, you know, O2 Lightning Light late model bodies on my car. It's not a Chevrolet. It's not a Ford. It's a Lightning Light late model body. I said, can I run that? He said, absolutely not. Well, that's not the kind of things that you want to put out, but I guess in his deal is he's probably got something with ABC going that, you know, he's got to sell those bodies and everybody's got to have one, but I just think that's bad for the sport, that's all.
Yeah, they tried to make it, and they've done a good job with it. I'm not going to say they haven't. But we can go other places and run now without a big hassle. It got to be where we couldn't go anywhere else. Not that we have time to myself, but now you can go other places, ABC templates. Everybody's got the same template. It's a common body. But I still like the wedge bodies. I'm not going to kid nobody.
Jimmy, why is it that the wedge bodies make a better show for the fans? Why is
that? You get more downforce. I'm not going to say it's easier to drive, but it's more downforce, and the cars are faster, and they plant the car a lot harder.
They were a bigger car as far as the body goes.
Wider. Yeah, more area.
Yeah, covered more area, wider, and really sloped in the front. Does the guy from Hole Shot still have that car?
I don't know if he does or not. I really don't know.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's had one of those cars, and people that are of today and haven't, say they just started getting into racing in the last 10 years, they can't even appreciate what you're talking about. It's for you folks listening, what Jimmy's talking about would be a dirt car of today, but wider and flat and really low. And it might have a wing on the right-hand side that's how many inches? 16 inches in the air or something crazy.
Yeah. Hey, Ripter.
That would be something to bring back. Maybe we could get.
We could start a new league.
We don't have to. They have them.
We could,
like
get
he said,
Jimmy
in Michigan
Cook to spearhead that. I mean, he's building the motors. You know, we'd have him do the spec motors for it.
Nah,
that sounds like a plan,
nah,
man.
It's a run what you brung deal when you race him. That was one of the things I thought you were going to bring up.
I'm going to go throw this one by my boss.
Bobby Deal will have a race for it. How about you with the? I brought it up with Dick the other day. Remember the road course races? Did you ever go race any of those?
No, I never went. Never got to go.
Pletcher said he didn't either, and I can't believe that you two guys, as hard as you used to race, did you want to, or did you just say, I don't want to do that?
I didn't have time to do it. I had, you know, other commitments as it is today, and, you know, I do a lot of road course work today. I build some road course cars.
Yeah.
So it's something that I get to go around it now, but, again, it's just time. You know,
yeah.
Not enough hours in a day.
I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and talk to some of the fans and folks that are listening, other racers, you know, that have seen you race, you know, maybe haven't seen you race for a while and, you know, would.
Well, that's the thing. I haven't seen him race in a while. I got to see Jimmy Cope when I was a kid. I got to see him race at DeSoto. That was pretty much it. Just running asphalt. Jimmy, have you ever ran dirt or did you ever?
I ran it a couple of times. I didn't care to work on the car after I got done with it.
My dad ran dirt for a while. That was my job, was cleaning it, and I didn't like it one bit.
So Jimmy does race. I just raced with him the other day at DeSoto Speedway. I ran into the back of him, as a matter of fact. We both were running, like, really well.
Come over here so I can kick you.
No, it was an accident, but...
Did you yell at him, Jimmy?
Nah.
No, not that time.
You should have.
I'll tell you, as a fan, there is nothing more exciting than watching you and Dave Pletcher on a racetrack.
Oh. Yeah, if you can get them both to show up at the same time. I think they're both getting old now. They're both getting old. And they just.
You speak for yourself about getting old now.
Yeah, yeah. Tell them, Jimmy. Tell
41, him. 41. I'm still spry. I'm still spry.
Yeah, 41, you quit counting.
Yeah. I quit counting.
You can't count no more.
He's sitting here talking on a microphone while you're up there moving engines.
That's right.
He's not moving any engines right now.
He just stopped for us, right?
He's probably moving a fork. You're eating dinner, probably.
I ain't done that yet. Just
at home. So, Jimmy, tomorrow, what some people are saying is the racing event of the year in Florida is happening up in your neighborhood, up at the Quaker Steak and Lube, the Sunshine Speedway reunion party. Are you going to be able to sneak away from the garage for a few minutes to come over there?
Hey, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I don't.
You better.
Sunshine Speedway years ago, and I didn't go back last night when it was open. So.
Yeah, but hey, listen, Jimmy, you ready? The first question I ask, is Frank and Bonnie going to be there? They said no, they're not going to be there. So all of us that were booted off of their racetrack for one reason or another because they wanted to I called it extort money out of us to come back.
Yeah,
exactly. It's actually a good thing. You should go up there, Jimmy, because you're going to see everybody. He's going to go there. So now that I told him that Frank and Bonnie aren't going to be there, he's going to be there. Because Jimmy loves everybody that's there. He's got relatives that are all going
to
be
there. If not, take a break from work and at least go over there and get something to eat, man.
Well, that's what I was told. Terry Scampton told me we were up there on Sunday checking out the place, and Terry Scampton said that Bonnie had kind of wanted to come, but Frank didn't want to come. That's what Terry Scampton said, so they weren't coming.
It's kind of amazing that, you know, if the shoe's on the other foot, that Frank don't want to come. Usually it was Bonnie. Bonnie says it, and that's how it went.
Yeah. Imagine that.
That's terrible.
That's the truth.
It is, and that's a fact. So, I think that I wanted to talk about some of the past racing a little bit, you know, but I don't know that it's like he said, racing is so much different than it used to be that it's almost worth not talking about how it used to be, because it's never going to be like that.
Well, you know, Jimmy, that everybody sees it now as racing is becoming this young man's sport. You got all these young kids, men and women, boys and girls, really is the way you got to say it. It just seems like that the older guys that have been racing for years are starting to get phased out. Well, except you guys. I mean, but
we're not phasing them out. They're leaving.
I mean, I don't think we're going to have, you know, there's not going to be any more Jimmy Cupps. There's not going to be any more Dave Pletchers.
Jimmy,
how long
have you been racing, honey? When did you start racing? How old were you?
I raced my first race in a stock car in the last week of 1975.
Okay, so when you were a kid, the old guys got phased out then.
So who were the heroes, Jimmy, in your day when you were starting out?
I used to love to watch Jimmy Fenton and Billy Gill.
How old were you, Jimmy?
I've been going to the races since I was old enough to remember.
No, but when you started driving, you had to be 16, right?
Yeah, I had to be 16. I got my driver's license. Actually, the first race I ran a Demolition Derby, I was 15. Now, don't tell anybody that.
Will you agree with this? Will you agree to this with me or not? I think that there should still be channels and avenues for the younger kids to come up. I don't necessarily agree that just because Mark Martin had all the money to put his kid inside one of them trucks at the age, that they necessarily should have done that. Now, is that class a great class?
I'm definitely a supporter of the kids in the trucks. I started in go-kart racing. I think the truck racing, and we're getting a lot of kids out of go-karts. I got some kids that race trucks out of my shop right now. Steven Massey, which is the grandson of the Inter Bay Marine, Steve Stanford, that I drove for many years.
Yeah.
Little kid Max Bennett, Jason Pyros. We got kids that are in there, and I like the thing myself, and I think it's a lot safer than the other ideas, and I don't have a problem with it at all.
What about them getting right into late model racing, though?
Well, bring them. We all got to start somewhere, so bring them.
Yeah,
bring them on.
What age?
That's more crate motors for him.
Yeah. Well, that's spec motors that he builds, not crate. I don't know. I just think that some
Rob's
of them aren't learning. No, they're not.
Rob's just a frustrated late model driver.
It's not
Rob's
that.
Old, you can tell.
It's that they're not learning. Well, frustrated. Okay, yeah. Frustrated in the fact that
enough.
I never had. And Jimmy knows my story. If anybody knows, he knows. I never had anybody to just throw it out there to me, and what I had, I brought. And whether it was the right equipment or not, I was there having a good time. That's what I do. But the long and the short of it is that I learned how to race by doing it. I was a go-kart racer, too. I was a go-kart racer when I was young. I learned how to race by getting a street stock, racing every week at Sunshine Speedway, whether that thing was crashed up or not. You know, we bring it back. I learned how to measure my tires. I learned how to do all that stuff. And I think that it's a shame today that some of these kids are really great drivers. They don't know anything about their race car. So once the money runs out, where is it going to take them? They're not going to be able to race because they don't know how to do it. What do you think?
That remains to be seen. Yeah, them kids know a lot more than you give them credit to know, I can tell you that.
Thank you. I agree. I think some of these kids today are unbelievable good, and their fathers are backing them up. They're spending time with their families, and I think they blow away some of the...
There's some of them that work their butts off underneath
and they
the cars.
Do.
Travis is one of them.
Some of them that they
BJ
do.
BJ
McLeod
used to be full of grease all the time,
and
those kids work hard.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones... Some of the parents don't even let their kids work on them. They expect them just to be the driver.
But that's life. Some kids make it
up
the corporate ladder, some don't.
There's a young late model driver out of Cape Coral. Everybody needs to keep their eyes on. His name's Corey Cullum.
Corey Cullum. Good kid.
But yeah. But Jimmy, man, I can remember watching you race around up there at DeSoto when I was a kid. And I tell you what, you know, 10, 11 years old up there at that track watching you go around, I was rooting for you every weekend, buddy.
And yeah, racing's a lot of fun there. It always has been. I still get to go once in a while, but, you know, again, it's as time's permitted and my business is a whole lot more important.
Well, I understand that completely. I'm usually locked up on Saturdays. I'm only locked down to one track, but hopefully...
We only let them out on Mondays.
Yeah, hopefully you can take a break from everything. I'd love to see you come down here and race at the Charlotte track.
Do my best, see what I can do, get down there.
All right. Thank
Jimmy,
you so much,
Jimmy, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on the show tonight. I know you took time out of a busy schedule, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you at the track.
Okay.
I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Hey, Jimmy, you come down this way. I'll make sure I make it a complete Jimmy Cope night at the track.
Amen. All
right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
I tell you what, I can remember being a kid getting his autograph down on the front straightaway. It was pretty cool, you know. Because I grew up, my family was Earnhardt fans, so we liked the hard-nosed racers all the way, man, and Jimmy was one of them. This is Inside Florida Racing. We're going to take a break. Be right back with Kara Wicks, Rob Bonehead, myself, Racing Jason, and the guy on the controls, Jack from Karnak, Jack Smith. It's Inside Florida Racing.
Karnak.com, your online racing community since 1997. Karnak.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Karnak.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Karnak gets it done.
Hello, I'm Frank Bartles, and this here's my partner, James Brown. As the weather starts getting too hot, we hope you will reach for one of these. New Van James Brown Wine Cooler.
It tastes good.
They come in three funky flavors. Gravity Grape.
Get down.
Crime of Passion Fruit.
Oh, Timothy.
And my personal favorite, Papaya.
Papaya's got a brand new bag.
It'll get you off faster than a big city lawyer.
Woo!
And a single pack serves 6 to 10. Just like James.
New Bartles and James Brown Wine Coolers. The cooler cooler, made in the cooler.
Now behind bars everywhere.
And thank you for your support.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, Short Track Asphalt, Short Track Dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today, 5starbodies.com.
Welcome back to Inside Florida Racing. How you doing? I'm Racing Jason. Good Monday night. It is just a little bit before 8 o'clock. Just got done talking with Jimmy Cope, and good to talk to that guy. I you know, never really got to talk to him. Met him when I was a little kid. You know, you race car heroes and stuff. So
one you'll be talking about 10, 15, 20 years from now, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's one of the,
Mr. Excitement.
One of the Florida greats, you know. And, you know, because you got a lot of the other guys coming up through and, you know, more Florida greats coming up. And one of them is on the phone with us right now, Mr.
My buddy Chris Fontaine.
Chris Fontaine. Chris, I love saying your last name, bud.
Thank you.
If he wasn't a race car driver, he'd be a nightclub singer, right?
Yeah. Chris Fontaine. The male curtains dancer. Open up, the lights come on, the fog machine, the smoke, the mirrors, the whole nine yards. What you been doing lately, my friend?
We just got back from Virginia Motor Mall Speedway. We ran the ASA Challenge race there. We didn't do it because we thought we could do, but had some struggles in practice and kind of few things took away from all the time we could have had, but it ended up, I think, we finished 11th, so we started 18th or so. We gained a few spots, but still wondering how to drive those radials, and they think every time we go to the track on, we gain a little more information and where we can get better the next time.
Now, did you drive it on the trailer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, it's a great night of racing.
Yeah, there's certainly some guys that didn't come home as lucky as we did, that's for sure.
Oh, man. So, you know, for a lot of people that don't know who Chris Fontaine is, I mean, you got your start racing here in Florida, right?
Yes, sir.
What did you start racing in? What caught your eye with it? Because I know you're doing all kinds of stuff now racing-wise. You've been doing some Craftsman truck stuff. You run in the ASA, and you ran late models for a little while. What did you get your start in?
Well, I started in the Mini Cup cars. Started out street racing and got caught and got in trouble. So I told my mom, if she can get me a car, we can do it on the track and keep it out of my system. And been going on 9 years now. So we started up in Mini Cup cars and then went to limited late models and then the super late models and ended up now in the ASA series and trying to do as many truck races as we can. But the money's getting tight and it's expensive, so we just do them as we can.
Yeah, it's not cheap. So did the racing on the track help at all?
Yeah. Yeah, you lost me there for a second. Yeah, I drive a Lincoln Town car around town.
Oh, man. Now,
I limited myself to the speed on the street. That way I can't get in trouble.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I had a 73 Pontiac Grand Prix with a 454 big block that I used to like to drag race in the blocks out in the middle of Golden Gate Estates down in Naples, and I got in some deep trouble one night. I decided to find out how fast a cop car could go.
So, Chris Fontaine, this is Bonehead. Tell me, tell the folks out here about what's your favorite race, you know, when you think back of your, you know, short racing career that you've had. What's one of your favorite races that you've had?
It'd have to be my first win. It just took so long to get, and it was so satisfying, and just to prove to yourself, man, that you can do it. It took forever, and we had so many close calls. Led one race, led every lap, but the last five spun out all by myself, I guess just getting nervous. Another one we led 100 out of 125 and got a flat tire in the lead. So we had a couple things that we got so close, and just we kept putting ourselves in the position to win, and it finally came. That's probably the most satisfying race.
What class were you in then?
That was in DeSoto, the ASA Super Late Model Series down there.
Yeah, I never have been fortunate enough to win any of the big races. I've won 30-lap races, you know, at
you have
Sunshine
to say
or at
yet.
The other place. But
yet.
I know what he's talking about. I led on a 125-lap race in Columbia, led like 102 of the laps and got a left front tire. I mean, it's just you only have those certain days when it's your day, you know?
Yeah.
You only have those certain days.
What are your plans for the future, Chris?
I think we're going to run ASA for this year and probably next year, and I don't know what after that.
Do you have any aspirations towards NASCAR? The cars?
Well, we're trying to get that far, but I can't do it by myself, so we'll have to prove to somebody that they can give me a chance and see how that works out first.
Just keep looking for those sponsors. That's what you got to have to be a NASCAR driver. You got to have a sponsor behind you. That's all it takes. You can drive. You can drive good enough to be one. You just got to have that money behind you.
What's your website, Chris?
It's chrisfontaine.com.
That's real easy.
Yeah, easy.
Look,
doesn't get any easier than that.
Let's look at his
dial
website.
Up. I'm gonna dial up on this one.
Dial up.
I don't know
in
what
the tower?
It is.
In the
tower.
In the 8-story tower.
You guys got your computers over there, and then I've got my little rinky dink one in the corner. But I tell you
hold
what,
hold on, let me get my telephone.
My
let me get my phone,
is bigger
Chris.
Than anybody else is in the room.
It's got a big mixing board. Let me get my Trio out and I'll look it up here.
Chris. One of the things that happens around here is we get used to a driver and we love them and we go to see them every week, and all of a sudden, poof, they're gone. So are you gone?
Well,
we
race in DeSoto here, I guess in October, I think.
Uh-huh.
Our next race is in Bristol, then we're in North Carolina, then Milwaukee. So we're just traveling all over the place, and we've changed all our cars over to ASA, so they don't they won't compete in the super races, I don't think. And in the limited races around here, I think we can compete, but we just our schedule's so tight, especially now at the end of the year. I think we race 3 times a month. So
well, Carol's,
when we get a break, we kind of try to take it off and enjoy it.
Carol does pretty good keeping track of everybody's schedules. I don't know how she does it because she's a busy woman. But if you get a chance, you need to come down here and race with us one time, brother.
And where's that?
Yeah. Charlotte County.
You can run
yeah,
that.
Kevin, my crew chief, has raced there, and I want to race down there. We try to fit in the schedule. There was a couple months here in the early stages of the year that we could have, but now the schedule's getting so tight that I don't know if we'll be able to.
Yeah, you've been racing all over the place. I mean, you've been going all over the United States racing at different tracks. So far, what's been your most favorite track? Maybe not just because you won there, but just maybe because of the uniqueness to it. I threw him a curveball.
Probably the Virginian track. We didn't do very well, but it was one of the nicest facilities I've been to.
Yeah, they do.
For a short track, all the infield was paved. The stands were all real nice and amazing. Every seat, you could see the whole back straightaway, even with the trucks parked inside. So they had showers and everything there. So it was a really nice facility.
Wow, I bet it sucks to come back to Florida, doesn't it?
Yeah. It was pretty cool up there, too. It got down to 58 during the night, so it was nice to not sweat all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who are some of the sponsors you got on board helping you out right now?
Right now, FLF Race Cars, they're helping us out a little bit with the chassis. And other than that, just Mom.
Just Mom, man. You got to dig that.
Good old Mom, huh?
Yeah. Now, moms are usually your biggest supporters. They're either for you or against you about racing. And thank God mine was for us, man. That you gotta thank them every day for that, because I imagine we give them quite a few gray hairs as the years goes on when we're racing.
I'm sure that Chris's mom's got to be for it by the time he's where he's at now.
No doubt.
He's turned her towards it, if not.
I'm not even their mom, and my knuckles are white when that green flag goes down.
Yeah, we can never actually appreciate what it feels like to be a mom, can we, Jason?
No. Oh, no.
Jack
I don't know.
Can.
I got 2 kids already. So, Chris, you did the truck thing. You said money's getting tight with it. Do you got any plans here in the near future to go truck racing anymore this year?
I don't think so this year. We might try and put something for next year again. But right now, like I said, the series is we're 4th in the points in the South, and there's more races near the end of the season than there was in the beginning. So we're going to concentrate and trying to get a championship out of that.
That's cool. So you're doing the ASA. Where's your next race at? Where are you heading to?
Our next race is Bristol Speedway on August 4th.
Hold on. You better hold on there.
The new pavement.
He's going to love it.
You guys are going to be. Have you raced there before?
Yeah, I've raced there before a few years ago, and we're looking forward to going back. We get a whole day before the test, so hopefully we'll be able to get a good finish out of it.
That's cool.
Chris, we're getting ready to take another break here. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on the show. It's I don't see you, but it was nice hearing from you.
And Chris, you got to keep that car intact after Bristol because I want to see you over at Orange County.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't get sideways there. It could hurt. Put a dent in that thing, man.
On the phone with us. Thank you very much, Chris. Chris Fontaine.
Chris Fontaine. Come on. You got to get it right. Fontaine.
Yeah,
Racing.
Give it some oomph.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much, Chris. I hope to be talking to you again soon. And good luck, whatever you do.
Thanks for having me, guys, anytime.
Take it easy.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's too cool.
So, Jason, you know, over the weekend I was watching racing on TV, and there's a guy out there that sounds, you and him sound exactly alike. I'm trying to think what his name was right now. And I can't.
What?
Yeah, it was amazing. One of the ESPN guys.
Oh, no, no. You
guys sound a lot alike. Yeah, it was amazing.
You were telling me you were going to try to make me an auctioneer.
Yeah, well, when you were when you play this this on music that we come on to, it's a...
Okay, well, let's try it this way. Let's just go to break right now. Jack, go ahead, press the button. This is Inside Florida Race. We'll be right back. We're going to have Bonehead here.
There's
with
the auctioneer
also
right there.
Jack, have five, and seven, have a 10, and 12, and have a 15, and 17, and have a 20, and have a 25, and 7, have a 30, and 32, and have a 35.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today at 5starbodies.com.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stuff. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stuff?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper. That's who. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Good Monday evening, straight up.
Carol's in love with Chris Fontaine. You hear that? Yeah, bring it out.
Pointing at me again, Jack.
Well,
push
I just
buttons.
Well, that just means I got to remind you of something. We're still waiting to hear who else raced. Who raced on asphalt in Florida this weekend?
Did you give out any phone numbers, or what are they doing?
Change. We give out the number.
Carol, what's the number?
Hey, I hear
941-228-8359.
I hear somebody in the background.
Absolutely. But, yeah, two other tracks, asphalt tracks, raced this past weekend, and there were two very big races, as a matter of fact.
Well, give two tickets away to Charlotte County Motorsports
Park. I'm not
giving anything
away. You guys
they can
away.
Call up and give us the
so,
right answer.
Carol, I can make that Tyler happen. Lang on the phone for you.
My little buddy, my new little buddy, Tyler. How are you, hon?
I'm good. How are you?
Wow, you got a heck of a voice there. You're coming through good.
Tyler, this is Jason. Now, I just got to let you know, Carol Wicks was so giddy about talking to you tonight.
She's excited. She's excited,
he's
son.
He's so cute. He's such a nice kid. He's funny.
That's not what he wants to hear. He wants to hear what a great race car driver
and
it,
boy, he he's a heck of a driver.
There you go. Now he's feeling good.
How old are you, Tyler?
14.
And you are now driving?
A truck.
You started out, what, in TQ Midgets?
Yes. It's called a quarter midget.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
Yeah, get it right, Carol.
Yeah. Well, they pick on me, Tyler. Don't let them do it.
Hey, Tyler, have you found out that chicks dig race car drivers yet?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
Oh, I like this kid already.
He's really...
So are you learning things, you know, not only learning how to drive, you learning other things?
Yeah, I'm learning how to work on the race car.
That's what he wanted to hear, believe me.
So where'd you... You're racing the trucks. Where'd you race at last weekend? Anywhere?
Punta Gorda, and that was my first win out of our 7 starts.
That's right. That's right. Good deal. Where's your when's your next race? Where are you racing at?
I'm racing at Punta Gorda this weekend.
All right.
So we're gonna see him this weekend, Carol.
And what you call that? Charlotte County Motorsports Park. Every time you talk about it, call it Charlotte County Motorsports Park. That way, everybody knows where you're talking about.
Okay.
Don't let Bonehead scare you.
No, that helps Bobby out. That helps Bobby out. He wishes that Punta Gorda would annex it in. It still belongs to the county. So it's Charlotte County Motorsports Park. So you won this week.
He won last week.
Last week.
Last week. Last week.
Now, you started out in the quarter midgets. How old were you when you started that?
Well, I was 8 years old. Uh-huh. I was at a dirt bike track, and I told my dad I wanted to race, and he told me to look something up, and I typed in racing for kids, and quarter midgets was the first thing that popped up.
So where did you start racing those at? Is that just
local events, like in Florida, but then by the time I was 9, 10, we were on the road traveling the country.
All over the place then. What's the furthest west you've gone?
The furthest west I've gone is Nevada.
Wow, I
mean, you can't
guys,
get much further than
no
that.
No, I mean, so you've already gotten the taste of being on the road racing.
Yes.
Every time I talk to him, he's in another state.
That's too cool. So, what are some of the? I know you're racing the truck. Do you have anything big in the works right now that you guys are striving for?
Not really. I mean,
he's still dealing with the chicks. Got to sort them out first, right, Tyler?
This is a serious race.
Next year we're looking into getting into an ASA car.
Mm-hmm. That'll be good for you.
But that's just about it for right now.
We can get you hooked up with Jimmy Cope.
Yeah.
We just talked to him a little bit ago.
I think the ASA thing would be good for you.
I was listening in on the internet.
Oh, well, too cool. Cool. Is this your first time listening in to us?
Yeah, but I'm going to start listening in from now on. Sounds pretty cool.
All right, because you never know when we'll start talking about it, because we refer back to people that we talk about. So you're thinking about going to ASA next season. This season you are running the trucks. Who are some of the sponsors that you got on board helping you out right now?
No one's really helping me out other than Miyachi, which is a hacky sack type thing for
hacky
your
sack.
Hands. Though that's the only people that are really helping me.
Yeah,
I have a Checkered Flag Racing.
Okay.
And my dad and my mom and my Uncle Bill, which drives my semi.
That's so
you,
too cool.
Do you hear this 14-year-old? My uncle drives my semi.
Yeah.
So I guess you give away hacky sacks at the races, don't you?
Yeah, we give them away.
Yeah. Sign them for kids and stuff.
We give them away by the hundred.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Are you going to sign one for my little Bobby?
I'll do that.
All right, I'm going to see you there this week for sure. I was at Daytona last time you were there.
I'm going to have to come find you because my little girl is starting soccer this week, so I'm going to have bring her over. She's only 8 years old, so she's probably going to go gaga over you, and I'll have you sign a hacky sack for her.
Hey, you're
going to tick off Bobby now. That's not right.
Those are good for concentration when you're learning how to play soccer.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
They are. Yeah, they are. So she'll be rooting for you. How about that?
So how many races did you say you raced? 7 races you've raced?
Yeah, 7 races in the truck.
In the truck.
Oh, that's good. You've already won one.
Yes, sir.
Man, hot shoe right there, Tyler.
So,
I tell you.
Are you enjoying your truck? That's a heck of a piece right there. A little bit different than any kind of quarter midget, huh?
Oh, yeah. It weighs a lot more horsepower.
So, Tyler, I mean, you jumped right out of the quarter midgets and went straight into the trucks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I mean, how intimidating was that to come from the quarter midgets to the trucks?
It was a lot. We practiced maybe 3 or 4 times before we raced. I figured it out as my type thing before it was my type thing because it's just my type racing.
Right.
I don't really do, I mean, I do good in the quarter midget, but the trucks is just more my type thing.
You know, something that I noticed, Jason, with the younger kids, one thing they do when they drive is they'll listen and learn about that backing out early and getting in the corner. When you try to teach somebody that already knows how to drive a vehicle, it's really hard for them to understand. If you back out early, you're going to go faster. But it seems like these kids, they pick it up, and they use a lot of car roll.
Well, I've learned that if you drive it in deep and use less brake, it's a lot faster. And one of the things that helped me out in my win was picking it up early.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my dad's always telling me, you know, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
That's the idea. You pick that throttle up earlier, you can get out earlier. And that's the problem, like I was telling you, that I'm having problems with my car and catching the handling today of 5 years later. It's tough.
What's your truck number, Tyler?
It's a Chevy.
Truck number?
Number, hon.
39.
I got to see who I'm going to be looking for next week.
She's
the yellow and black 39.
Yellow and black 39.
She's taking notes right now. Now, I tell you what, you this is going to be your second time down at the Charlotte County Motorsports Park?
Yeah, it's only my second time. My first time we finished with the fifth, and this was my first one.
Okay, well.
You know what they say, the second one's the hardest one, so if you can follow it up, man, you'll really be showing those guys up, because they've been trying hard to win every week, every one of those guys that you race with there.
Thank you.
Yeah, one of the things I found really amazing, Bonehead was just talking about it, is how the kids really soak up what you throw at them. I mean, from what I've gathered already, I mean, you've come straight out of the small cars, gone into the trucks, and it seems like it's been a real easy transition for you, and you know, doing so well so quickly. Does that make you think about bigger and better things? I know you're talking about going to ASA. Sometimes, do you think that maybe you're moving too fast?
No, actually, I don't think I'm moving too fast. I'm thinking if I'm young and I can run with older kids, then I'll get more recognition. You know, like next year when I'm 15 and I'm running an ASA car, if I can run with people who have been in there 10 more years, I'm going to get more recognition and sponsors will be looking at me.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What are some of the rules your parents have for you as a 14-year-old that's racing in an adult world? Do you have any strict rules?
As far as racing goes?
No, as far as your home life, if you don't get A's on your report card, do they stop you from racing and stuff like that? I know some of the drivers, Billy Bigley's kids, if they don't do good in school, they don't race.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely one of my parents' things. If I don't do good on my report card, then that truck's taken away. So once they threaten me with that, you just see me, I'll get good grades quick.
Racing for good
grades. Mom, Dad, I'm 2 points out of the lead. Come on.
Told you he's funny.
That's awesome.
Well, listen, honey, we got to take another break here, and I'm so thankful that you came on the show. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week at Charlotte County Motorsports Park, and I definitely wish you a great future.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, real quick before you go, tell us everybody that works on the car and your sponsors again real
yes.
quick, bud.
My dad, Ronnie Lang, by my Uncle Dale, Alan Skyner, Checkers Flag Racing, he owns Checkers Flag Racing, TW, we call him TW, my friend Tyler Wallace helps me, Miyachi, the Happy Staff thing, that's, and my mom, that's who helps me out.
That's too cool, but
what's your website, hon?
I don't have a website.
Yet.
You don't even have a MySpace?
Jack, you need to talk to this boy.
you don't even have a MySpace yet?
Well,
MySpace.
I know you got a MySpace.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait,
I'm going to be looking
wait,
at
wait,
that.
Do we got a couple more minutes? I got to ask him because Rob bought
just
it up
ask
a minute,
him.
A minute
don't even ask for
about,
time. Ask for forgiveness later.
I'm going to get another rear end showing. Yeah. But you know, being so young, you're still in school. We were talking about the whole school thing and the whole girls thing. Your friends and everybody at school and maybe new kids you run into at school, when they, you know, ask what do you do for extracurricular activities and you tell them you're a race car driver. I mean, what's...
They can't it's hard for them to get that through their mind. I mean, they ask me every time. I'm like, I'm a race car driver. Wow, you don't even have your driver's license yet.
That is so awesome.
Sometimes I just take them to my house, show them the website, show them videos.
I'm sure he proves it.
Come over to the shop. We'll fire it up. I'll rev it up a few times. That's too cool, man. That's
got to really make your friends jealous.
Too cool. Tyler Lang on the phone with us. Thank you so much, Tyler. We will see you this weekend. Memorize him, friends and sponsors and family.
Number 39.
I'll be asking him. I'll be asking you to thank him again in the winter circle.
He'll be driving it in hard and picking it up early.
Thank you.
Night, Tyler. Thank you.
That's
bye-bye.
Too cool.
What a nice young man.
So Friday night at Ocala, the Goodyear Challenge Series came to town.
And didn't get rained out? Is that what you're going to say?
Rich Clouser, who has won the Goodyear Challenge Series championship the last 2 years, and maybe with the help of that man up there, Bobby Sears, might do it again, outran Joe Winchell, gave him everything he had.
Wow.
And couldn't move him out of the way, and... that 100-lap race went to Rich Clouser.
Wow.
So is that one of the tracks that raced?
Rich.
That's fact.
Is that one of the tracks that raced this weekend?
That's one of the tracks that raced this weekend.
Okay, so that's one down.
One down, one
what's
to
the,
go.
What's the next one?
What's the next one? Come on, Jack, give us a clue.
See, people that are really informed, they go to the front page of Carnac.com. They click on Florida Stock Car Racing, and at that the navigation bar there at the top, you can go see the results in all kinds of ways. A lot of people prefer to click on the tracks link because then they can click on each individual track and have the results plus other information right at their fingertips for each individual track.
How late did you stay up to figure that out?
I just want you to know that Jack has not been feeling well, so he's really bitchy tonight. Watch out. Do not cross this.
10 years.
Do not cross this man tonight.
I think that he's doing wonderful over there tonight. I don't think he's been out of line or anything.
Kissing ass ain't going to get him nothing.
I know.
I ain't kissing nothing.
Nah. I don't want to be swinging from 8 stories up.
That's right. That's right.
He's going to take you on top of the
now
antenna.
Now you guys remember
you
my little Tyler's on the line listening. He's listening to our show tonight. Keep it nice.
Good. He's got his chicks listening.
You know,
too,
I tell you, there's, you know, and you're right. You said earlier when you were talking to Jimmy Cope about, you know, some of the parents of some of the kids.
Hold them back.
Yeah, they push them. They're living their own dream and that sort of thing, and it does exist. But, you know, I deal with a lot of these people on a firsthand basis, and there's a lot like this young man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two that come to mind is Casey Caudill, who's very young.
Yeah.
Right? He's racing in the trucks, and they're grooming him. Tommy King is grooving him for late models next year.
Right.
He wasn't even allowed to go to the track up at Bronson. He wasn't even allowed to go watch because things weren't right at home with his school and so forth. He fixed that, of course. Another one is Anthony Campy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
His parents and grandparents are very strict about you know, Anthony has to toe the line in order to be able to do what he does.
That's a family that came from karting. His son, Mario, raced karts with me when I raced go-karts back in the day. And so his father, who is the grandfather who you see at the races, the big man, he's been going to races for years. It's so funny. Yeah. I asked him about that one day. We were talking about it and remembering the go-kart races, and he thought I was talking about the grandsons. Go-kart race. I'm like, no, I'm talking about Mario. He's like, oh, that's way too long ago. I can't remember that.
I'll tell you what, I was working on David. This is a funny little thing. I was working with David Wilson on his website, and he wanted to, you know, a lot of these kids want to get involved in their own deal, and he's one of those, David Wilson, and he's another youngster who's, he's getting a little, you know, he's not a 14 anymore, but,
right.
You know, he's still a youngster. And one of his, he was going through all of his pictures. He was putting his photos on, and he was going with through. I had to scan them, so he was going through and showing me what each one were, telling me the story behind. Then he whips out this picture, which is the coolest little thing. It's a karting shot from when they were little, when he was little, and It's him and Anthony Campy racing nose to nose in the go-karts from about, you know, when they were like that's, 7 or 8 years old.
That's too cool.
That was pretty interesting.
Man, I tell you.
Well, that's nice that, you know, that it is good that the kids do work on their vehicles. And I think that the parents should allow them to do that. And, you know, like you said, I mean, if it's that's what the parents want to do with their child. And, you know, you can't tell a parent how to raise their child. But I think that they learn more as they get involved. Like he was saying, he's happy to be involved in his car because he knows all about it.
Tell you what, I think it's break time. And then you guys better get ready because Rex Guy is coming.
A guy named Rex?
Rex Guy is coming. You better get ready. Auburndale Speedway.
Here we go again.
Rex
with
Guy
Rex.
Is one of the new owners of Auburndale Speedway.
Yes, he is. Going to take a break, pay some bills here real quick. It is myself, Racing Jason Beckner, Carol Wicks, Rob Bonehead Elting, Jack the Mac from Karnak.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Karnak.com, your online racing community since 1997. Karnak.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Karnak.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Karnak gets it done.
I'm Racing Movie Man at USA Speedway, and you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
That guy right there is a champion. He's been a champion all his life, but he's been in a race car. That right there is an exercise on how you race people. The 19 car, I don't know what to say on that deal. I'm up to the door, going in the corner. You know, we're counting cautions. It's a 100-lap race. You know, up to the door. I don't know how far you got to be, but, you know, that's just racing accident. And the bullet, just purposely go underneath the caution like that. That's absolutely ridiculous. And
it is Inside Florida Racing.
The Paul Harvey Show now begins.
Bob.
Good day.
Paul Harvey.
Hey, did
good
a,
day.
Did Steve Arnold ever get with you
now,
after you called him
no,
out last
he didn't
week?
Get with me. He didn't call. He didn't write. He didn't do nothing.
Hey, turn your radio
that?
Down.
Rex, turn your computer down.
Man, he's trying to listen to yourself or what's
Man.
Up?
Man.
Hey, Rex, you need to turn your computer down there.
Hey, Auburndale,
there
turn it
go.
Down.
Okay, now you can do the proper enunciation of the introduction, Jason.
He's still got his
I'm
computer.
I'm Paul Harvey. And now the rest of the story, Rex Guy.
Hello,
is
Rex.
Is he there? Man, Rex. He's gone. What is that?
Hey, Rex, you got to turn your computer down there in the background.
What's that?
Turn your oh! Did you turn your computer down or move away from it?
Yeah, we turned it down.
There oh, there you go. Okay. Now Jason's going to do this introduction all over again.
It's not funny this time.
Don't do it again.
Okay. Then why are you laughing so hard?
Okay, Paul it Harvey, is, tell us the rest of the funny. Story.
I'm Paul Harvey, and this is Rex Guy with the rest of the story. Rex, what's going on, man? How you been?
Good. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. We're sitting here in our big tower waiting for him to build the extra 10 stories on top, and we're just having a good old time. And want to
I think they've been smoking the pine cones, to tell you the truth.
Smoking the pine cones there, don't you know? What is going on in your neck of the woods up there, all the new happenings with Auburndale?
Well, nothing happened last week but getting rained on.
Oh, so he wasn't one of the tracks that ran.
Oh, man. See, you guys... You guys need to have the TBARA on there on a night when it's going to rain, okay, and get them fired up before it starts raining, and they get that Darryl Waltrip vortex going, and they blow all the clouds away from you.
Okay, now
we
this...
We don't think nothing will blow it away that night.
Yeah, oh. Not there anyway.
We give it to 6 o'clock, and then we had to call the rain, so Mother Nature won that night.
Man, I know, that's a heartbreaker.
Which, that's the first time for us getting rained out, so... I don't feel too bad. We got our Friday night go-karts in, so at least what? We got to do some kind of racing this past.
No doubt. If I don't have a weekend with racing it, I'm usually done for the week. I'm
okay, let's not make this about us. Let's make this about
what?
This gentleman who just bought himself a racetrack. It's one of the few I haven't been to because it's so far away. So tell us how it's been as an experience so far.
Well, you know, it's a family experience. It's my wife... one brother-in-law and his wife and my mother-in-law and father-in-law. And really, we all get along together. We do things together, and it's been a good experience, but it was pretty much what I expected about a racetrack, and we're excited about it.
What's been the toughest thing besides the rain? Because I know whenever you have a night lined up, I mean, that's usually a damper for the whole week, and until you have another big night of racing. What's been the hardest transition of owning a racetrack?
The hardest transition?
Yes, sir.
There's more to it than what people see behind the scenes.
Got
much
that right.
More, you know, just organizing things is one thing.
Usually, Rex, when owners are asked that, new people have taken over a track are asked that question that Jason just asked you, they usually say, the racers?
Well, I think the racers have a lot to do with it, but then again, a lot of the racers like to think that's going on.
Yeah, that was another thing, I, you know, because you went a different way with it. I was expecting the whole racers side of it. That would have been the hardest part. What has been the reaction? I mean, I know that, you know, a lot of racers weren't happy with the folks that were in there before. What's been the reaction with you guys coming in and taking over things?
Well, you know, there's always some negativity on my part. You know, some of them say, well, we would never be there if Rex Guy was there. But, you know, I used to say the same thing when JT was there. I would never come back racing, but I was a diehard. And, you know, the people have come together and they've accepted what we've given. They've seen that we've cleaned the place up and we're trying to give them things that they didn't get before. And that's we're going to continue doing that. You know, it's just a go-forward process.
Yep. Since you, I mean, this is probably, well, this would have been your fourth or fifth week open back up?
No.
They're trying to figure
out. 9 weeks.
9 weeks.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Okay, so it's been a while. What's been, You know, has your is your fan base starting to pick back up? And what's how's the community dealt with you opening back up as being a new owner?
Well, see, the track never closed, and you know we have a we keep count of what comes and goes, and the crowd itself has gotten bigger. You know, we run a super late model race here 3 weeks ago, and it was just awesome. It was our second one. Have another one going out the 11th, and you know, I figured out that the fans want to see the bigger cars. They want to see the, you know, the better shows than just running a regular weekly race.
And that's right.
That's where you got to go. You got to go to what counts for your track, but you do got to have a backbone there also. So what we're basically doing is we're going to like a weekly special, some kind of a special race every week.
So what do you got coming up this weekend? I know you had
we have the Open Wheel Modified this week.
The Open Wheel. How you know that there's a good question to go off of. How's your Open Wheel Modified count been?
Pardon me?
How is your Open Wheel Modified count been?
Well, we've only had them run the one time, and that was a grand opening. And we didn't have but seven show, but that was a miscommunication as far as lining them up and everything. And I have to thank Cindy Nelson for what she's done. She's really got on board with me, and we've gotten Open Wheel Modified that are running Citrus that want to run our track also on their alternating nights. So this week we look for a really good crowd. And then we do have the... we're going to call it the Oktoberfest 100 lapper for $5,000 to win. You know, that's going on anyway.
For the modifieds?
In the Open Wheel Modifieds.
What rule are you using there?
Citrus rules.
Well, that should work out to get you some, yeah, that should. Well, say that again?
The citrus rules.
Which is what?
That's the citrus rules, 7 pounds per cubic inch. That's for the Open Wheel Modifieds.
I like that. I mean,
something has got to happen. I know that myself, this is Bonehead. I'm from the Tampa area, so Auburndale I was familiar with quite a bit, you know, back in the day. And, you know, it doesn't seem like until you got it that there was ever a super late model race. But, you know, finally maybe somebody's got it that realizes that it doesn't matter what kind of late model you bring to your racetrack. You're only going to go so fast around that track anyways. With a late model. So your car counts. Your car count should be tremendous because any kind of car should be able to come there and actually do well, whether they have a two-barrel on it or a four-barrel.
I want to put the bear in there. You know, coming into a racetrack during the middle of the season, it's kind of hard to get your schedules together. JT really, he had a regular basic schedule and nothing special going on. And, you know, you got to come in, and most tracks have their schedules already made, so it's kind of hard to work some things in. But, you know, I've got Ronnie Sims as a race director, and he's able to work a lot of these things in for us, and, you know, that's one thing we do like, having a race director. That way they can't come running to me or my brother-in-law or my father-in-law and saying, hey, this is that. We direct them right back to the race director. That's his department. And believe me, it works.
Yeah, Ronnie's got some pretty broad shoulders for a little dude.
Yes, he does. Ronnie's a good
Ronnie
guy.
Ronnie is a very, very well-maintained person. He might be a little dude, but let me tell you, dynamite comes in small packages. But that's you will never see that out of that man.
Yeah, he does a good
that's
job
what
with impressed
that. Impressed me, the way he handles people.
Yeah, I
commend him on that. He really knows what he's doing, so that's been a blessing to us.
I can imagine somebody walking up to Ronnie and having a problem and then dealing with him and going, okay, that didn't go the way I expected it.
You got still there?
No, because he has an answer for it. At least that's a good thing. A race director that has an answer instead of saying, I tell you what, you go ahead this week. I hate that, you know. I'd rather have somebody stand up and say, listen, this is how it is. This is what we want.
Jack.
And stand behind it.
Jack, he's calling for you.
Hello?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Did you guys go away from me?
No, Jack's over there messing with the buttons, though, is probably what it is.
No, we dropped, the stream dropped for about 2 or 3 minutes, I do believe.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's running now.
Yeah, that's good. But no, we like the racetrack, believe me. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't still be here.
What kind of racing experience did you have before you took over Auburndale?
Pardon me?
Did you have racing experience in a personal way before you bought the track?
Yes, my family's raced for several years, and then I got into it with my kids, and I just like it, and I like a challenge. My wife's the one that said she would like the challenge part of the business, which, you know, we've been in business together 26 years ourselves, and, you know, and we like a challenge in things, and this is something that we went to her dad with, and here we are, you know, we're
what was
doing
your
something
big,
we like.
What's your biggest challenge so far as a racetrack owner?
The biggest challenge? Pleasing people.
You're never going to do that. Never.
Keep that race director.
You hit it right on the nail head. You cannot.
You try your best, and you'll learn a lot as you go along, too. There's and a lot depends on the people you hire that work for you. Trust and dedication, love of the sport.
You know, Rex, the best thing to do is might even not to be there on race day.
You know, I don't agree with that.
I was just joking. That's a joke. You know that we like people that are involved. That we've always talked about that.
I live to be there on Friday night, Saturday night. Like, I'm a contractor, to be honest with you. I work the job. I got good employees, and I make sure Saturday night, Sunday. My one brother-in-law, which Jack, you met him, Rob, Chef Rob. He runs the kitchen, but now he's got to where he's got him a kitchen manager. He can come out with me, and we can go around and do what we want to do.
That's cool.
You know, we don't run it. We get to see the things that's happening. He's learning a lot about it. You know, we went to Daytona together, watched the 400, and I tell you, it was a good experience for him also. I learned one thing. I don't want to be in another tower. I'd rather be outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jason spends enough time in the tower. He knows all about that.
We don't let him out of the tower.
Jeez, if I could only get out of there. I got some walking time this weekend, but that'll be a story for a little bit later on. Yeah, you got rained out this weekend. What did you have lined up, and are you guys going to do a makeup?
We just had the regular classes this past week. Coming off the break from Daytona and everything, then the week before we had the late models, and no, we didn't have late models. Week before last, we had the trucks.
Yep.
And then this past week was regular classes. This week we have the open wheel modifieds. Then the 4th we have trucks, and then the 11th we have the late models.
How are your fans liking the trucks?
Pardon me?
How the fans liking the trucks? That's something new for them there, isn't it? Or have they been running there?
Well, the trucks have run there before. The fans really like the trucks. I've got a lot of local people that want me to run the trucks here.
Right.
And basically, there is a new series coming to town.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It's called Stars.
It's called what?
Stars.
Explain it.
It's on your internet.
Well, you tell the folks about it. Some of them can't even read.
Rob's one of them guys that don't read the internet, believe it or not.
I'm interested to hear about it.
Isn't that...
Ron Henderson posted it today. It's just a new series of some of the racers that the truckers have got together and want to start their own deal up. And
uh-oh.
They come to me and want to know if I would support it. You know, honestly, I've got to support it.
Yeah,
I'm going to run trucks two nights a month, 25 lappers at our track anyway. And I have a lot of people in this area that want to run their trucks.
That's great if you can get a class going with the trucks and get guys that are locally running there, but it would be a shame if it takes guys away from a series that's already kind of dwindling.
Well, basically, I'm not taking anyone from any series.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I'm not about doing that. I don't want to run heads up with anyone, but when there's just some things that's been going on, and I listen, and you would too.
Yeah.
And I understand a lot of things about racing. I understand a lot of things about series, but there's some serious problems out there in this racing world. Believe me, there's some serious ones, and that can be straightened out.
What are some of the biggest problems that you've seen, Rex?
With what?
The truck.
The racing
world. Well, yeah, you said that there's a lot of, you've seen a lot of issues. Obviously, you've been in this game long enough now to have seen some of the things that really probably need to be improved. What are some of those things?
A lot of things are between track promoters. Is a one thing, and I'm not going to get caught up in that situation. I've already said I never would, and never will. Racers wanting to switch track to track, which that's your choice. In my own opinion, if a racer comes to me and starts complaining, basically I will tell them, if you're not happy with what we're doing here, you should move on to where you think you're happier at. You know, that's my feelings. And some of them don't like that, but, you know, I'm a racer. I was a racer, too. And when I went racing somewhere, I wanted to be treated the way I wanted to be treated. And we try to treat everyone the same. We don't do this favoritism and stuff of that nature. I don't believe in it. People always complain about flagmen and personnel, which that's at any track.
Right.
I don't know of a track that doesn't get complaints, but
you're not going to change the rules. You're going to keep the rules the same in your trucks, correct?
Exactly. You got to make everything the same.
Yeah, well, see, that's good, because then they can go wherever they want to go race. What I hate is when they start a new series and they change the rules. They make it, like, a little bit faster, so it makes it so the guys need a little bit more money. I think the class is a good intro class right now.
I think all classes should be, at all tracks, should be the rules should be the same.
You're a good man.
I agree.
I like that,
Rex. If you're not happy running your home track and you want to go to Citrus and run tonight, you should be able to go to Citrus tonight. If someone's not happy at Charlotte County and wants to go to Ocala and run, they should be good to Ocala and run. If all the rules are basically the same, and which it should be, you can go run anywhere you want to run.
Well, it's all fine until you step into Don DeRone's tracks.
Pardon me?
It's all fine until you step onto Don DeRone's tracks, and then you can't go race what you want to race. You got to race what he races.
And then Bonehead's going to take his body off and put one of Don's on.
No, I'm not doing it.
You know
why? Because, listen, Rex will let me run a lightning light body at his racetrack. I'll guarantee you. Won't you, Rex? If I show up with my late model with a lightning light body, you're going to let me run it, aren't you?
I don't know about that, though.
What do you mean?
You have to tell him, Rex. You're going to have to ask the race director.
You're going to have to answer to Ronnie.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I don't play that game. You can't buy me.
No, it's the body that I'm talking about.
If you come race at Arbordale Speedway, the race director will make sure your car is right, you know.
I guarantee
you. Wait till you just because who you are.
I guarantee you Ronnie ain't going to run me off.
Well, you know, it's I'm sure you know really good, but you know, Arbordale's a kind of special place up there. I mean, you have it. It is different than all the tracks are different. They got different types of people and different types of clientele and drivers and all that. And Arbordale is, I swear, you got more kids at Arbordale than any track I've ever been to in Florida.
Yeah, the monster trucks proved that the other night.
Yeah, how'd it go?
The kids loved it. I mean, we just made it a all-feature race that night. Steve Smith brought in all those big monster trucks, and we had adults wanting to get in those trucks. At intermission, that was the best thing I've seen. You know, the kids get up in there, and they go for a ride inside the truck, not at the back end. They put them in the cabs with them. And
oh, cool.
It went excellent. You know, that was good. That was really good for the kids.
You know, if you ever want to get a monster a ride truck up there, you get a hold of Jack and let me know. I've got good contact with the Jerry the King Lawler ride truck. So Jerry the King Lawler, yeah. My buddy drives that truck, and he's also the driver for Barefoot. So if you ever need something like that, let Jack know. He'll get a hold of me. I'll get you hooked up with the right people there, sir.
And these guys will go to other tracks if you want them to.
Yep.
And you know what? It's good entertainment for the kids. That's a lot of them. See, we advertise on FM 97 every week.
Yeah.
We do Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning and afternoon shows, and really that's the time to catch these people.
Yeah.
And that's been a help to the track itself doing their advertising.
Rex, you guys still got figure eight there, right?
Well, you know, we're fixing to run the figure eights. I had a guy at my house yesterday. Yesterday was the day I wanted to relax, and one of the figure eight guys showed up, and we've been discussing running them, and we're setting some dates now for the figure eights to come run.
Will that be like a pro figure eight class on some big tires?
Pardon me?
Is that going to be like a pro figure eight class, V8 cars on big tires?
Yeah, it'll be the big tires, the ones like running Citrus.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get those guys together, and they'd start running around at the different tracks. You know, I think Bobby'd like to see them at Charlotte. You'd like to see them there. I think Ocala'd like to see them, Citrus. You know, those guys always put on a great show when they ran figure eights.
I just didn't want to get into a situation and have 8 or 9 cars show up, you know. I'd like to have 12 to 14 cars.
You know how you fix that, don't you?
Pardon me?
You know how you fix that, don't you? You just put that money up there. That's all you do is you put that money up there.
I did that for the open wheel modified. Just one thing I can say, we never renege on money. We don't cut the purse. I had 7 cars show up in the open wheel modified on open grand opening. We paid the fill.
I guarantee you.
You know,
you'll have more cars.
We don't cut purse. Once we advertise, that's like this the 5,000 win race up in October. A person was putting it on.
Right.
They chose not to put it on. That's advertised. We're going to pick it up. We're going to run it. That's just the way we are.
That's good.
That's the big
opportunity. We're not going to back out on something that's been started. Because I know for a fact there were people that bought cars just to race that race.
Well, if you had 7 and you paid that purse.
I was very up. You know, we're going to run it.
This next one that you have.
You're going to really advertise it, aren't you?
This next one that you'll have plenty of cars. I guarantee you'll have 15, 20 cars show up since you paid that purse.
Were you talking about the modifieds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the big deal in October, right?
Yes.
The big race. The modified race of the year.
Yeah, you're going to be here, right?
I do believe so. It's on the calendar.
Is that on a Friday night?
We've got to have that beer we never had before.
That's right. That's right. I got the picture taken, but I didn't really enjoy the beer. I was in too much of a hurry. That was a hectic night, man. That was a hectic night up there, the grand opening.
It really was. But you know what? I still enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely. It was wonderful.
Jack, can I ask Rex something? Rex, are you going to open up for more than just Saturday night racing?
They have go-karts.
It's kind of hard because we run go-karts on Friday night.
Okay. So I guess that answers that question. I know that some other tracks have tried it, and it really hasn't worked out because it's
I'm not
going
to do a Friday night race, no. I'll tell you at the moment. I'll speak up for the other two. No, we'll run the go-karts on Friday nights. And the only thing we've said we may do down the road is if Lakeland continues to run, we may run Friday nights when they're running Saturday night.
All right. That'd be cool.
And gives our people a chance to go to Lakeland also.
Well, coming up this weekend, you got the Open Wheel Modifieds in October for Oktoberfest. You've got the Open Wheel Modifieds back again.
We're going to run Open Wheel Modifieds every other week pretty much.
That's going to work out. I think that's going to work out for you, Rex, because they need a place to race, those guys do, for sure.
Rex, you there, buddy? Hello, Rex. Rex disappeared, Jack.
I think we lost you again.
There you are. I hear you now.
Are you on a cell phone?
Rex. Rex in Auburndale, can you hear me? We're going to start sending up smoke signals here in a minute.
Jack, you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. You there?
Hello.
Oh, man.
That's cell phone technology.
Nextel hell.
Nextel.
Hey, what? Well, let's go to a quick break. We'll try to catch back up with him and
Rex Guy.
Put a proper period on this interview. Huh?
Rex Guy,
Auburndale Speedway. This is Inside. Hello.
We'll be right
Rex.
Back. Don't go anywhere, Rex. We'll be right back.
Inside Florida Racing.
Rex, are you there right now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, there you go. Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Jason.
Can you hear me, Rex? Now? You've got the open wheel modifieds this weekend. You're going to be running them every other weekend. You've got the Oktoberfest thing coming up with the Open Wheel Modifieds, your big race then. You just ran the super late models. You got anything else big coming up, maybe the late models again?
We're going to run the late models once a month.
Okay.
I really like the late models. The people like them. You know, when we put the late models in, the place fills up.
They come out in droves.
And, you know, I've had a lot of people that used to see at the track a lot say, man, if you guys are running these things, we're coming back.
Yeah, how many years has it been since the Super Late Models race there, Rex?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I don't think JT ever ran the late models.
No, I never ran mine there for all these years. He ran limiteds.
You run limited, but I don't think you ever run the supers.
Well, you're the man for having supers, because if there's anybody that likes Super Late Models, it's me.
matter of fact, my son runs one, so he's going to be racing Auburndale also with them. I haven't let either one of my kids race any of the big races here, but I feel like they have an opportunity just like everyone else. So I'm going to let both of my kids start racing.
Sure, the race director will throw them off the racetrack just as well as anyone else.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, Rex, we appreciate you being on the show with us. You're welcome anytime, my friend. And congratulations with your new venture there with Auburndale Speedway.
Thanks for calling, and we'll see you guys at the track.
Yeah, and Rex, before you go there, I just want to let you know, call Carol anytime you got some news you want to get out and on this show, because I'll tell you, we've been absolutely amazed at the response to this Monday night Inside Florida Racing show. And just get a hold of Carol anytime. Don't wait for her to call you.
Yeah, matter of fact, tell her to come to Auburndale one night. We might surprise her.
There you go.
Well, I love surprises.
Fact, I'll put her up in the box.
Uh-oh. All right.
I can't smell the fumes, and I can't feel the thunder. I got to be outside.
Carol wants to be right on the front row.
All right, Rex. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rex. Have a good night.
Carol, you too.
Take care, sir.
Bye-bye.
Too cool. What a nice guy. I tell you what, he's big, big changes at that track.
Orlando Speed World
was the other track.
Friday night.
So it's all Friday night racing. Who raced on Saturday night, your Royal Jackness?
These are things that you guys covering Florida racing ought to be up on.
That's why we have you, right. the ultimate producer.
The Joslyn Memorial Modified 50, which is a very big deal in the Orlando area. It's a very big race and carries a lot of emotion for some people. And Jason Garver outran Lee Collins, believe it or not.
Wow. Lee Collins.
Man. In a 17-car modified field. It's probably the biggest modified field that we've had in Florida since the Blue-Gray earlier in the year.
Isn't that terrible? 17-car being the biggest field?
Well, that's a pretty damn good field of modifieds, whether we like it or not in today's world. Yeah. And for Lee Collins to run second, okay, that's
Lee
cool.
Lee Collins will be on our show next week.
Bobby Joe Woodley came in third, and it is what it is.
But
the funny thing is they also had super late models.
How many were there?
They had 14 super late models on Friday night.
Where's this show?
Jared Allison outran David Rogers, Dusty Cornelius, and Blake Lear. That's funny because Jared Allison, he's not an old guy. He's a youngster, you know, and he's not real young anymore, obviously. But Jared Allison, David Rogers.
I remember him.
Yep.
He came in second.
Wow.
Then you have Dusty Cornelius and Blake Lear and Chad Pierce.
Dusty Cornelius, that sounds like a wrestler. A
lot of young guys.
Off the top rope.
Yeah, there is a lot of young guys in racing. That's really what it's come to because the older guys are too old, but they got plenty of money, so they're letting their kids do it.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to have to do soon.
All right, well, let's take a break real quick. We'll come back in just a second. Going to pay some bills. This is Inside Florida Racing.
Inside Florida Racing.
Out there. Everything's just programmed. You might as well go watch wrestling, you know? And I think that's the reason some people are coming back to short track racing are getting a little sick of it. I'm a big NASCAR fan, trust me, you know?
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion, to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, Short Track Asphalt, Short Track Dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today at 5starbodies.com.
CarKnight.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarKnight.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more.
And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
I'm Racing Movie Man at USA Speedway, and you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power Batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power Batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power Batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
That guy right there is a champion. He's been a champion all his life, but he's been in a race car. That right there is an exercise on how you race people. The 19 car, I don't know what to say on that deal. I'm up to the door, going in a corner. You know, we're counting cautions. It's a 100-lap race. You know, up to the door. I don't know how far you got to be, but, you know, that's just racing accident. And the balloon, just purposely go underneath the caution like that. That's absolutely ridiculous. And
I'm telling you right now.
Hollywood.
That was Hollywood Franklin. Talking about the number 19 of Steve Arnold getting into his door down into turn one at a race we had
earlier
in the
year. That's like giving away the Harry Potter story, man.
Well, you know they all die in the Harry Potter book anyway. I ruined it for everybody.
Listen to me now. We got 10 minutes and we have a very nice guest on the phone and I would like to talk to him.
Why are we breaking up?
I don't know. Why?
Jack's...
Casey, you on there?
Jack's pushing buttons.
It's so funny. He's been doing this so long. He doesn't even move. If something's wrong, he's just like,
Casey Smith, you online?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Just watching it rain down here in Texas.
Oh, gosh. Again?
They have a storm there.
Yeah, it's...
Delilah.
We got another high-pressure low or something that they can come up with. Let's say 10% chance of rain, and it turns into... 100%.
Oh my gosh, that's one thing you guys don't need out there is more rain. We need it here. Yeah. Send it our way.
Yeah, I'd be glad to push it that way if I could.
Okay, I got to explain something about having Casey on as a guest. It started out, you're messing my thing up here, as a mistake. I saw a race at DeSoto Speedway with BJ McLeod and Casey Smith several years ago. One was 14 years old, one was 15. And when I looked up Casey Smith, I thought this was that Casey Smith. I wound up somehow in Austin, Texas with this Casey Smith. And it was one of the best mistakes I've made yet.
Well, so
because we've been having a lot of fun, right, Casey?
That's right. We've had some nice phone conversations, and I'm glad you found me.
Well, I'm glad I found you, too.
She made you famous.
I'm going to make you
exactly.
famous.
See, now you're going to have to make... You're going to have to make...
Find out about me a little bit more.
You're going to have to make the trek to Florida to run some races. What do you run out there in Texas?
Yeah, well, we don't race a whole lot here in Texas. We've just been running Pensacola and Mobile the series there and then off and run some just all Super 8 Mile stuff and not really sticking with a particular series, just running a lot of races and having fun, and luckily we're doing pretty good this year.
Didn't you tell me you were racing outlaw late models?
It's just a super late model deal, like the Snowball Derby type cars.
Oh, okay.
And the Pass South deal. You know, we got I guess it wouldn't be the outlaw because we got to have the ABC body, but other than that, we don't have a whole lot of rules. So
you're running the Blizzard series?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
We've struggled this year at Pensacola. This weekend, we raced down there, and we qualified 14th and got up to 5th by lap 10 and had a really good car. And then we lost the front brakes and came in and fixed it, went a lap down, and got my lap back, and then lost them again. And by the time we got it fixed right, we lost about 10 more laps. So it was frustrating to have a good car down there, and seems like every time we go down there lately, we've had a good car and just hadn't had the finishes to show for it. But we've been doing good at Mobile. We ran second and had to come from the back two different times, so had a lot of fun, and going to go race off this weekend, so at least we can get some races going on here.
Does Bubba Gale still race in Mobile?
He's helping. Dave Mader was driving for the car that he's crew chiefing, and Now Richard Fincher drove it this weekend, and he actually sat on the pole, and I sat on outside front row. So he's setting up fast cars, but I think he still drives the trucks every once in a while.
Yeah, he's always a good racer there. That's always a fun racetrack, man. Go fast there.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Man, they paved that thing, I guess, two or three years ago, and it's got a ton of grip, and it's really fast, and it puts on a good show. You can run on the outside too wide, and biggest thing is just don't get put off in the canyon. They had two or three of them go off in the canyon. They had to get them out of the pine trees.
No, still no wall. No. Still no wall.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to go out there.
Yeah.
I know who your biggest sponsor is.
What's that?
That's your mom.
Yeah, it is.
I tried to ask her your phone number, and about an hour and a half later, I got it.
Yeah, she's my parents have always been a real big supporter of mine, and they've spent a ton of money getting me to this level, and I can't thank them enough. And then we actually raced with a guy named Gary Buchanan in Legend Cars, and I raced with his nephew, Justin Buchanan, in Quartermid, and he died of leukemia. So they're kind of carrying on his legacy with sponsoring me and helping me and enjoying racing through me. So it's kind of nice to be able to go to the track and spend a lot of time with them, and they own the hauler and the motors, so got to thank them too.
What kind of motors you run in your car?
We have the actual McGunigal sealed engine. It's not a crate, but it's a sealed 388 stroker. Got like 588 horsepower for 14,000. You know, they don't have quite as much power as the big 9-to-1s, but they get around the track pretty good, and for the money, you can run them all year and get them rebuilt for no more than $6,000. So,
yeah, that sounds
like
your
warranty on them too when you buy them. So
a warranty,
you can't beat that.
A warranty,
yeah. Can you believe a motor with a warranty?
No, I can't.
Did you just say I? Did you say a 2-year warranty?
1-year warranty.
1-year warranty.
Really? Yeah.
But still, that's
and Hamner just started building them, and in fact, Scott Carlson won down at Pensacola this weekend with one. So they're a pretty good deal, and
got aluminum heads on it.
Solution for late model racing, so you can actually afford to buy motors now. And we got a couple 9-to-1 sitting in the shop, you know, $40,000 new, and you can't afford to hardly race them, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd put me out of racing if I had to spend $40,000.
It's tough to be able to. You know, you spend $40,000, but if you break it, you're gonna spend close to $20,000 fixing it, and it's just it's kind of frustrating. And you know, you can't run them near as many laps. You know, 1,000 laps for these other motors, you can run them almost all year. and knock on wood, we hadn't had one problem with them. I'll probably break one this weekend, but it's a pretty good deal.
It's under warranty. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
How old are you now, Casey?
Do what?
How old are you?
I'm 22.
22. How long you been racing?
I've been racing since I was five, second quarter midgets when I was five. So I don't think that I could possibly know anything else to do besides race. You get frustrated at it sometimes, but I couldn't think of my life any other way but racing.
That's cool. You don't a lot of the young. I'm going to consider you a young racer. You're still young.
Getting too old though. Yeah, I've raced with Reed Sorensen my whole life, and I raced with David Reagan a lot, and it's frustrating to see them, you know, made it and I haven't yet. But if I don't ever make it, I love racing late models, and they always say that that's where they want to go back to someday. So
you might end up getting a race with them again, probably.
So you race legend cars then? If you race with Reed Sorensen.
Hello, Casey.
Did we lose you?
We lost Casey.
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 Casey, I just found you. I can't lose Casey. You now.
Newman. Oh, no. Man, that's twice tonight.
Well, it sounds like he's having a good time there. But when he was talking about Sorensen, I know that Reed Sorensen came from running those legend cars.
I want to talk to him. I want to get him back. I still got questions because this is somebody.
Me too.
This
hey,
is
while,
somebody
while,
new.
While we get him back, I'll give you guys something to chew on.
Got some food? What are we eating?
Putnam County Speedway, Travis Varnador, a name
Elson?
You might be familiar with, came in first in the late models at Putnam County Speedway. Michael Cherry came in second, and they ran a full night of racing on Saturday night. And at North Florida Speedway.
One more time, please. I didn't hear that.
At North Florida Speedway.
Hey, Jack, what happened?
Robbie Barris won the modified.
Is that Chuck's
David
son?
Clegg won the street stocks. Heath Walker won the hobby stocks. Rick Reed won the pure stocks.
Rick Reed.
And Jonathan Rutledge won the mini stocks, which proves my point that there's more to racing than Charlotte County Motorsports Park, a great place that it is.
See, Jack's picking on us because we talk about that place so much.
Well, that's where we're at. We're in Charlotte County.
But we do this show is inside Florida, which means we want to include all the tracks in Florida, which we're trying very hard to do.
All they got to do is call us up and give us the results.
And I apologize to the two tracks that were open that I didn't know about. And I want to know if everybody's paying attention to that Karnak board because there's all kinds of information on there.
Yeah, about Harry Potter.
So what? Harry's important this week.
So who died?
Oh, speaking of who died, this is very serious.
Just talking about the
James DeBose, we wish you our deepest condolences. Is Casey back?
Go ahead, finish the condolences for the
DeBose
family.
Yes, I will. James's son and daughter-in-law had twins in May, and they lost one of the twins this week. And we sincerely send our condolences and our prayers for Lee Price, who was also on life support system.
I used to race against Lee.
Two of our Florida drivers that are in a lot of pain this week.
Yeah.
Casey, you're back.
Yeah. This
don't you ever leave me again.
Yeah.
Don't you leave me again.
It was I was so upset because it's like it's somebody new that we don't know anything about. We got lots of questions to ask him.
I asked when it went away that you were talking about Reed Sorensen. Did you run with him in the Legend Series? It was on at Charlotte County. I mean, Charlotte County.
Yeah,
Charlotte.
We went up there. We raced with him, you know, a few times in Legends, like at Charlotte, and then we went to Atlanta. And I raced with him in quarter midgets too. And I guess I started racing with him when I was about eight, and he started quarter midgets when he was like six or seven. So we've been racing pretty much our whole lives together, and we're really good friends. So it's cool to see him up there. Congrats to him winning this weekend. So it's pretty cool to see him be able to go and compete at that level.
Yeah, I can't. That'd be like like somebody next door going up and racing with those guys. But
well, look at David Ruderman. We got Travis Kittleson out there this week.
Yeah, Travis did do a pretty good job.
We've had quite a few of our guys go out there in NASCAR racing.
And if you keep plugging along where you're at, racing at those big racetracks, you know, you just got to get up there and win some races and get some people to look at you. But it's like I always tell, I try to tell you young guys that when you're racing is that you need that sponsor. You got to constantly be looking for that big sponsor that will back you, because if you have a sponsor and you have backing, you'll find yourself like some of those guys that you see on TV racing.
Are you one of those?
That's exactly right. It's anymore, you know, you got to, it's obvious that you got to have talent, but you also got to have the money to get in the door, and then your talent can prevail. But without the money to get in the door, it's a rare case that you're going to make it anymore. And that's kind of what we've been working on. I've had a few deals working throughout the years that have come close and fell through, and hopefully one of these days one of them will come through to give me a break.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've heard from you about the race you just ran, I mean, it sounds like you've got the talent. I mean, you went out there with a car that could win, had brake problems, came back in the, went in the pits, got it fixed, went a lap down, made your lap up, started getting back up through the field. I mean, you've got the talent. I'm as far as I'm concerned, it's just going to be the right place at the right time for you.
Jason would give you the money if he had it.
Yeah, we ran ASA with Reed and you know, Cleaver and all that, and we spent, you know, $50,000 when everybody else was spending $500,000, and I was lucky to have Joe Shearer and help me, and he's very knowledgeable, and that kind of put me on a plateau where we didn't have to spend as much to be competitive, and we had an opportunity to win in a bunch of races and have some scenarios where engines broke and wiring harness is burning up, and just change a few of them races around, and I probably would have made it, but that didn't happen. And you know, I, like I said, I'm having a lot of fun racing late models, and if I don't ever make it, it wasn't meant to be, but I'll never quit racing.
Yep, you're still doing what you always wanted to do, aren't you?
So
yeah, you know, that's what you always set out to do something in life, and I have a roll-off dumpster business down here in Texas, and in construction, and I get to race on the weekends for fun, and you can't ask for much more than that.
What did your family expect from you as a young racer?
Well, you know, we started, and my dad had grown up around racing his whole life, and he didn't, you know, expect that much. He just wanted to go out there and have fun, spend some time with me, and it kind of got to the deal. We were racing all around the country, gone every weekend, and so we raced legend cars, and I won the national championship in quarter midgets, and then we won a national points championship in legend cars, and then we won the national championship in the pro division at Charlotte in the legend cars, and it just kind of escalated. And then we bought a late model from Freddie Query, and did really good with it. And then we just kind of went to ASA, and when they went under, it hurt us a bunch. We're still owed quite a bit of money from them, but we'll never see that. But that's where now we're back to late models, and we built a new car last year, a Hamke car. So it kind of has escalated. And my parents, I mean, if I told them tonight that I didn't want to race anymore, they'd just look back at all the good times we had, and they'd be okay with them. And they've never forced me to race, but it's just one of those deals where that's what I've always wanted to do. I wouldn't know nothing else to do.
That's cool. It seems like you've been absolutely happy with the way things have gone. I mean, you seem very content and very happy with what you got, and you know where it came from, which is way cool, because a lot of people nowadays don't look at their history and where they came from with it.
Yeah, I think a lot of drivers nowadays are just worried about making it to NASCAR and looking at the big dollars. And you look at people like Dickie Anderson and Wayne Anderson and Freddie Query, and they have a legacy of their own in short tracks. And quite honestly, I don't think Jeff Gordon wants to go up against Dickie Anderson on a short
track. He won't win. He won't win, not here.
Who was that he said?
Jeff Gordon.
Well,
Jeff Gordon.
You know, Casey, that's there was the rebroadcast of the race from Eldora.
Yeah.
Was on the other night, and I got talked into it by my co-host here, and I watched.
Was it not awesome?
Yeah,
it's awesome.
We watched the race, but you know what amazed me about it was, I pointed this out to my wife while we were watching it, None of the real dirt late model hot shoes were in that race, were they? Because they would have kicked.
Exactly.
They would have kicked their butts.
Yeah, they were driving.
Yeah, it made it look good that, you know, and to, for somebody to, Jeff Gordon, to be able to get in those cars and get around the racetrack, he did good. But, I mean, that was a brand-new GRT car, and I mean, he did a well of a job wheeling around the racetrack, but it was also top-of-the-line stuff, and they had set it up.
Well, how about Ron Capps? Ron Capps went around the track, and he's used to going straight.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they weren't racing against Earl Pearson Jr. either.
No, but they were racing against Tony Stewart, and let me tell you, he's done some laps at that racetrack. You could tell in the 43, Bobby Labonte, he's got his own racing team that he brought there. That was a heck of a car he had, but you know what? That was awesome. I really enjoyed that race at Eldora, and I wish that those guys would get together because they seemed like they had a great time racing. It wasn't about winning.
They did. That's more fun than any of them had on any given Sunday.
Yep.
There was no pressure, and they just had a lot of fun doing it, and they just went out there to have fun and try to win the race.
You know, we've talked to so many people from Texas. We do another show on Tuesday nights, Real Racing USA Live, and used to be called Short Track America. And we talk to people from Texas, race car drivers from Texas all the time, and it's amazing for as much talent as comes out of Texas, and there's hardly a racetrack.
Oh, I know. There's two asphalt tracks open right now in Texas, and none of them have super late models. And one of them will pay $1,500 to win on a pro late model, and they'll have seven cars. The other one pays $300 to win for pro late models, and they'll have 30 cars. But I'm just not into the pro late model stuff. I love super late model racing, and there's nothing against pro late models, but I'd rather go out of town and race against you know, some of the best in the country in the super late models. But it's a shame. And you know, we were leaving the Pensacola tonight, and we had a guy come help us that used to help a bunch of local racers around here. And he's like, man, it's a shame that Texas isn't like this anymore. He's about to cry, you know, because, you know, you got not only the, you know, 30 good super late models, but you had, you know, 20 street stocks and everything in every class. And it's just not that way in Texas anymore on the asphalt deal. There's quite a few dirt tracks, but just there's no more asphalt tracks, and it's kind of a shame.
Did you ever race at that little, was it Longhorn or Langhorn?
Yeah, Longhorn Speedway. I raced
by
there.
Bergstrom.
I grew up watching races there every Saturday night that I wasn't racing the quarter midget. I was out there watching races, and then my first year in Legend Cars was the last year that they were open. I raced there probably five times and was lucky to win all of them. But it's kind of cool to be able to race there. The place that I grew up watching races at.
So when do you go back to Pensacola?
I believe it's in the end of August is the next Blizzard race, and hopefully we can have a little bit of good luck there.
Yeah, Carol, I'll have to give you a shout. We'll get you back on after you go up there. You do the weekend deal where you go to Mobile on the next day, on Saturday, and Five Flags on Friday?
That's really neat deal, Bill, to go down there, and they got the Gulf Coast bonus bucks, $1,000 to the best finisher each night, and you know, they have Justin Jowdy comes up there, and we have a lot of people. In fact, one guy came from, like, Indiana or something this weekend. So,
Drotty's
the best late model guys around the country.
And Drotty's figured out how to take some money from the place, too, hadn't he?
Yeah, he has. He won last time, or two times ago, I guess. And he's got Gary Kirk's helping him, was really smart, and he's a good driver. And, in fact, I think he finished third right behind me at Mobile, and they've got it figured out right now.
You better watch those guys from Indiana too. A lot of times those asphalt late model guys from Indiana can really haul a mail when they come down.
Casey,
you know, it's amazing that they can come down and be as competitive as they are with all these people that run there every week. And in fact, the guy that came, I forgot his name, but he qualified good and ended up getting in a wreck. But you know,
what'd you crash him for? You shouldn't have crashed him just because he's from Indiana.
They come down and they do good at the Derby every year.
Yeah, there's something else.
Casey, oh, I'm sorry, Carol. Go ahead. We've interrupted her twice. She's trying to get in there.
Go ahead, Carol.
Well, because
Stewart.
I see that our time is running out, and I want to make sure that Casey Smith knows where Carmack.com is. Have you ever heard of Carmack?
Carmack, yeah, we have two stores here.
No, honey, listen to me. Carmack. on the computer, karnac.com.
Hey, he sells cars, too.
Stop. I'm trying to... I want this kid to get famous.
Karnac, karnac.com.
Go to the message.
Yeah, I already gave the map to your mother.
Okay.
Mother's got it. It's all cool.
Oh, she's okay.
My mom's got it. It's handled now.
You just deal with driving.
Yeah, and on our Tuesday night show, Real Racing USA Live, we cover and we keep up with what's going on up at Pensacola and Mobile, and we have our own reporter up there who covers that for us, and we get updates after every race, so we'll keep track of that for you.
Yes, Casey's cool. One of the best mistakes I've ever made.
Very cool.
And when I come to Austin, are you going to take me to the Spaghetti Warehouse?
Spaghetti Warehouse?
That's in Tampa.
For dinner, Schlotsky's for lunch.
No, I don't want to go to Schlotsky's. I want to go to Spaghetti Warehouse. You going to take me there?
Let's go to Spaghetti Warehouse.
Okay, you got it.
Where's there, one in Texas?
That'd be a treat for me. I hadn't been there in about 10 years.
I haven't been there in about 25 years.
Casey, there's one in Tampa.
Casey, I got to talk some people into it. I'm going to move to Texas and build an asphalt track. Yeah.
What are you going to run, the Guadalupe 100?
Hi. We'll build it right on the border.
Right on the border.
All right.
Manuel children. Lopez, 300.
All right, children.
Casey, we have to go now. I thank you so much for being a guest on the show, and it won't be your last visit.
No. We want you to come back.
Thank you for having me, and you have a great show.
Thank you.
Casey, get on that message board. Talk to us. Let us know how you're doing and everything, too, sir.
Don't forget, say hi to Carol Wicks.
And next time you're racing with Dave Maynard, turn him sideways one time, would you?
Oh, man, he destroyed one of my cars last year.
Oh! Yeah, he's a hard-nosed racer now. That's a whole nother show.
He doesn't like to be around me anymore, I told him.
Did you? That's the thing, in Mobile, is a little fighting that goes on there every now and then, too.
Yeah, in fact, they were taking me to jail in Pensacola. They were going to take me to jail because I went over to find out what the deal was, why he wrecked me, and his dad, about 80 years old, jumped on me and tried grabbing my neck and tried strangling me. And I threw him on the ground, not knowing who it was because he's behind me, and they tried to press charges on me. So I'm going to quit doing that fighting stuff.
Man, Florida, we all put up with that.
Yeah, you
got to
quit picking on those old men.
Hey, if anybody grabs you around the throat, you go ahead and throw them down. Tell them Bonehead told you so.
If you're ever down this way, give me a call. I'll help you out. Thanks a lot, Casey. We appreciate it, bud.
Thank you.
Can I call you just for the heck of it again?
Do what now?
Can I call you just for the heck of it again to find out how you're doing?
Time.
Great. All right.
Carol will keep tabs on you.
That sounds like a one of those.
No, it ain't one of those. Alone.
Leave her
what do you call?
I am a race fan of Casey Smith, so you hush your mouth.
What do you call those people that...
Pedophiles?
No. Pedophiles? He's 22. He's okay.
Oh. Well,
stalker.
I'm 32, so
tomorrow
I don't want
to hurt
him.
Tomorrow night. Here we go.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
The Bonnie Hill reunion show.
Sunshine Speedway reunion party.
It's going to be at the Quaker Steak and Lube.
So can you get steak and get your car worked
on?
Man,
I'm telling you, it's a cool place.
Can you get it lubed?
Would you let him advertise his big night?
No, it's going to be huge.
It's going to be packed.
I was looking at the pictures you guys had up on the message board. That place looks cool.
It's
you're not going?
They got upside-down race cars in there and stuff?
I have, speaking of, I have to deal with some happenings that happened with an upside-down race car. I have got a whole PA system to work on in one night.
One speaker.
Yes.
One speaker and one wire.
Be outside. Announcing.
Megaphone.
Like a lot of guys do.
I would.
A lot of guys do.
I would. I'd be walking around
with the
portable.
Yeah. I can do that. It's just a lot of people say they can't hear me with the cars going around and everything up there. I've got a lot of people like getting up next and listen to what's going on.
Tell the truth.
What?
What you really don't like is people looking at you.
Oh, I love it when people look at me because then I look at them.
Look at that boy over there talking on that microphone.
Because then I go right up to them and start making fun of them when they're making fun of me.
Put that microphone right in their mouth.
Because like Rick, he's one of those guys that stands outside. He told me he couldn't stand to be inside. Drive him crazy.
I couldn't get Rick to say a word edgewise when he was up there in the tower with me. Anyway, that's for another day.
That's because you talk too much. You don't let anybody say anything.
Oh, come on now.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being on our visiting our show tonight.
On our argument.
I'd like to say thank you and
tomorrow
good night.
No, I don't.
What are you going to say good night like that?
Before we go,
we're not done.
We go, we didn't.
You can't, You can't say goodnight for all of us.
Yeah, not for me.
You
I say goodnight, Gracie. No,
you'd have to do it properly and say for this one,
we
this
really
one, and this
didn't
one, and
get
this
into
one,
it
this
too
one.
Much. We were trying to get a hold of Wendy. We really wanted to talk to her because Wendy, I mean, just a lot of people at the track this past weekend were very, very worried about you. Glad to say, bumps and bruises, a lot of pride hurt. Wendy got involved in an accident going down the front straightaway at the Charlotte County Motor
TBA
Sports
Express.
Park.
I will have Wendy on next week, I guarantee.
And her car became airborne before it even got to the wall. And it went right through the fence. The cables grabbed it, flipped it directly over, landed it smack down on its wing, on its roof. And there it rested right there in the back pits right next to pit road and right there in the grass.
On
and
top it, of the porta potty.
And she jumped up and said, "Didn't hurt, didn't hurt."
No, what was it that she said, Carol?
She said something about thank goodness that's over. Now I don't have to worry anymore.
Wendy, bless her heart, was back at the track 2 hours later wanting to get into a car and race. And probably one of the most horrific wrecks I have ever seen.
And
really?
Thank you, Chaplain Bill, for being there, for helping Wendy through that, for doing the Star Spangled Banner, the invocation. I know you got home safe because I saw you in the board today. Thank you for everything that you've done for racers everywhere.
Go ahead, Jack. What do you got?
Well, I was just going to say that not only is Wendy Mathis top shelf race car driver, and she's, you know, one of the best sprint car drivers in Florida, but she is one of the most well-spoken ambassadors for this sport.
Yep.
When we had her on the show up there, we had the TBARA night. We were really impressed with her style.
Well, you were telling us there, what was it? When was it that she finished 10th? I think you said it was.
No, she had a top 10 finish.
Top 10 finish.
Yeah, I forget
a little 500.
Might have been a top 5. I forget exactly. But you can go on to Real Racing USA. Go click on the archives of Real Racing USA Live, and all those interviews are in there.
Yes, they are.
There's even an interview in there with Dave Mader, which was a fantastic.
Oh, he's a great
guy. Last year we interviewed him late in the year.
I'd love to interview him if we can get him again sometime because he's tough.
He's raced
a lot of laps.
Once again, tomorrow, don't miss out. It's going to be the Sunshine Speedway reunion show, and it's going to be live right here on the internet on Real Racing USA.
Quaker Steak and Lube.
Quaker,
on Almerton Road,
we
probably.
We kept you late because you were late. That's your punishment for the night.
That's all right.
Eclair time.
Oh, man. There is the famous potato salad made by my wife in the refrigerator.
Good night, everybody. Thank you again.
Floor number 6 to get the food, though.
Oh, why is it on floor 6? Bring it up to 8.
I don't know why they put the cafeteria on 6.
Yeah, it's better than being on intensive care.
And the elevator only goes from the 7th floor
what?
To the 10th floor.
That's the best
floor.
It sounds. Beautiful. What is that?
We'll see y'all next week on Inside Florida Racing.
See ya.
Down the south side of town, yeah. In some hole in the wall. I got to do the St. Pete boogie. I'm gonna jump until I fall. I've got to do the St. Pete boogie. I'm gonna jump until I fall. Bar hopping and high topping. Hey Lord, can't you hear me call? We'll be right back.
drunken little party. Did my jive in the cave. When you're doing the St. Pete Boogie, don't be contemplating cry. When you're doing the St. Pete Boogie, don't be contemplating cry. Cause you'll wind up in the can, man, and you'll end up doing time. Just be doing the same.